Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I don't know if you heard. About what happened in Ontario. Did you hear what happened in Ottawa, Canada?
Mm-hmm.
There was a store, a husband and wife that own a store there, and while they were there, a robber comes in to rob them. Two men come in to rob them,
uh-huh.
And you know, it was very interesting that all of a sudden, as he was, you know, to rob him, the owner of the store grabs a pepper spray. I don't know if you ever had pepper spray. I know, but you know, being in law enforcement, we had to spray ourselves with it. I've stunned myself. I sprayed myself.
Right.
You know, we got to have a lot more respect out there for your law enforcement officers. They've used it on themselves before they used it on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with that, so the store clerk, when this guy's robbing him,
mm-hmm.
he reaches down and grabs this big old, looks like a big, huge paint can of pepper spray.
You know, yeah.
Ours was always pretty much smaller than that. I guess he carried it on your belt as an officer, but he had behind the counter, so he had a lot more room.
Right, right.
And he pulled that thing out, and he just sprayed that man down. And you can see this actually on, I think, CNN.com. You can see it on their videos right there. But the guy tries to escape, and he's grabbing him.
Yeah,
and he's trying to run over jump back over the counter to go back out, and so the owner grabs him, and he's grabbing him by the belt, so his feet are actually towards the clerk, and his head's over on the customer
side,
and all of a sudden he just starts beating his butt, you know, and he's trying to get away from him, and then of course he grabbed a hold of his belt, and so then his pants drop
belt
down,
off.
Yeah, right, and then the wife comes around because he keeps on trying to get away, and his wife comes around. And applies pressure to him as well with the sole of her shoe. And so, anyway, a husband and wife stopped this thief mm-hmm. from robbing them.
Wow.
You know, in Ottawa, Canada. And it's kind of refreshing because, you know, there's this victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we've taken on that just says, oh, you know, and we have a right to stand up for and protect ourselves. When I was a law enforcement officer, I stood up for everybody every day. I would come there and I would say, don't break into this house. I would say, don't rob that car. Or if you did this, you know, I would come in there and that's what we talk about, prudent preparation. We actually talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong for Christian law enforcement to show up and tell you, to be there for you and to kind of defend you from being harmed. And so understand, there's nothing wrong with a Christian law enforcement officer doing this. It just fits in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself this question, and as an American and knowing that you have the Second Amendment rights, then what went wrong with you standing up and protecting your family?
Right.
What happened with you, you know, standing up and protecting your business and that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe what's coming, you know, in my deepest parts, and that's why I had the conversation I did with a few people in leadership, was I wanted to be able to prepare them, you know, for what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And some listen and some didn't.
Right.
And but it's going to boil down to that we've got to be able to know what our rights are. There's,
mm-hmm.
there's one thing that needs to happen is where we're going, and we're coming to the end of the first hour, believe it or not.
All right,
I got so much to share with you, and we'll just do more of it in the extra hour today. But you got to know who you are in Christ. You've got to know who you are in Christ. You know, you got to be able to wear the armor of God. You got to understand what that means, because your faith will lock in those different aspects of the armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about that. But you also got to know, you know, whatever nation you're in, if you're in China, if you're in Israel, if you're in Mexico, you know, wherever you are listening right now, you know, you need to know the what rights you have there and what you can do, you know. And in America, we have, you know, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay for you to be able to defend your family. I mean, why sit right there and allow, you know, somebody to be injured,
right.
you know, in the context of that? And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about defensiveness, just defending yourself. I mean, that's the reason why you lock your door, right?
Right.
I mean, if you didn't believe in that, why do you even lock your doors? Why do you lock your windows, right?
That's true.
And so you're going to find out more about that at Prudent Preparation. Prudent Preparation on BG Blog. It's called Prudent Preparation at the bgblog.org. And we'll talk more. We're going to be sharing with you a couple of those prophetic words, hopefully, on the extra hour. But we will start off the hour with Steve Kalaszewski sharing a verbatim, step-by-step, how the book of Acts is not a history book. It actually is an operation manual. If you want to find out about what happened with that particular store clerk, you actually can find out at CNN.com. And we just like to be able to stay up on those type of things that are going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.